Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld says the U.S. plans to reduce its presence in the Persian Gulf now that the threat of Saddam Hussein is removed. Rumsfeld spoke while touring the Middle East to congratulate U.S. troops on the war in Iraq. He's also meeting regional leaders to discuss changes in U.S. basing there. In one of the most dramatic moves, General Tommy Franks, the head of U.S. Central Command, reportedly has decided to transfer the base for U.S. air operations out of Saudi Arabia and into the tiny nation of Qatar. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports that the move is not unexpected.
The U.S.-Saudi alliance is decades old, but the American military presence in the Desert Kingdom has been a mounting concern since the end of the first Gulf War, and Lauren Thompson of the Lexington Institute think tank says the problems have been exacerbated by the recent war on Iraq.
First of all, the government in Saudi Arabia is not democratic and feels threatened by some of the moves we're making. Secondly, it is the guardian of some of the most holy sites in Islam, which is another touchy issue. And thirdly, there's the problem that they've been constraining our use of Air Force facilities in their country, so we had to go elsewhere to do combat missions anyway.
Riyadh refused to let the U.S. launch strikes against Iraq from Saudi bases. This was a response to mounting public anger at the unpopular presence of U.S. forces there. Some analysts say the American bases helped fuel the rise of Osama bin Laden. 15 of the 19 September 11th hijackers were Saudi. This has put pressure on Washington, too. Some Bush administration supporters have urged a break with Riyadh, accusing the regime of failing to crack down on extremists. Andrew Basevich of Boston University says downscaling the U.S. military presence in Saudi Arabia would be a strategic political move.
That makes us less dependent upon the Saudis and puts us in a position to exert greater leverage on the Saudis to change their ways politically. To embrace values that we think would make it much less likely that future terrorists would come from Saudi soil.
Clark Murdoch of the Center for Strategic and International Studies sees it differently. He contends that Saudi Arabia was more helpful in the war against Iraq than it's generally given credit for. Reducing the U.S. presence, he believes, will actually help relations.
This is something that reduces the political temperature of it inside of Saudi Arabia. And I think probably makes it more likely that that relationship will endure, not that the United States will suddenly start pushing the Saudi governments to move towards democracy faster than they wanted to anyway.
For the wealthy emirate of Qatar, a stepped-up U.S. presence would be a wish fulfilled, according to Murdoch.
They built that airbase, Udeid airbase, about 4 or 5 years ago, invested their own money in it. Essentially, what they want to do is to build an airbase that would be suitable for use by American forces, because they've decided in the long run their security interest depends on it.
The U.S. didn't start using Qatar's airbase until after the 9/11 attacks, as it geared up for war in Afghanistan. Since then, the U.S. has upgraded facilities there as a backup to the Saudi bases. Military officials insist they are not ending their relationship with Saudi Arabia and say it's not yet been decided whether air operations would be moved to Qatar permanently. In fact, some analysts see this as an interim stage. Despite Pentagon denials, they believe the heart of American military operations in the Middle East will eventually be Iraq. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.